This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More administration building for President-elect Trump. He's nominating billionaire Scott Bessent as Commerce Secretary. Bessent's advised Trump on economic policy and was a frequent presence at Mar-a-Lago this week and last. The Supreme Court is allowing a multi-billion dollar investor lawsuit against Meta.
Meta's already paid a $5 billion fine and reached a $725 million privacy settlement with Facebook users over their personal information being compromised by Cambridge Analytica, the firm that supported Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. But Meta investors say they were also hurt by the drop in Facebook stock price after the scandal was disclosed. Meta tried to get the Supreme Court to shut down the lawsuit. Justices said they'd allow it to proceed.
ABC Sherry Preston. A federal jury in Minnesota convicted two men in the deaths of a migrant family that froze to death in a 2022 blizzard trying to cross the Canada-U.S. border. This is ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse County is doing its mandated audit of voting machines today. Both state and federal law require that counties check its voting equipment after every general election. The Wisconsin Election Commission randomly chose the town of Campbell Wards 1 through 5 and City of La Crosse Wards 16, 23, and 24 for the audit. In 2022, La Crosse County had a perfect score in its audit. Canvassing was completed across the state earlier this month, and election certification will be wrapped up by the end of the month. Snow and rain fell across the state this past week, slightly improving drought in some areas while bringing the season's first snowfall to most places. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
46% of the state is still in a drought. Severe drought lingers in Janesville, and moderate conditions extend into Milwaukee. This leaves far northern parts of the state still in a severe drought because they missed out on some of the heavier totals this round. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It'll stay dry and cool through the middle of next week, according to the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Fallout continues in western Wisconsin after a Minnesota poultry producer went bankrupt, leaving farmers in three states on the hook for hundreds of thousands of chickens with no money or food to take care of them. Now, barns sit empty and farmers are out of work. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized the USDA for a lack of accountability.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost one game at home or two games. Two games at home. It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, we have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jaire Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, early clouds give way to partial sunshine in the afternoon and a high in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-40s on Sunday. A chance of rain and snow showers as we look into Monday.
Currently, it's 37. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number 2. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is hour number 2 of Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, your last Friday Nightlight, your last bar band Friday night before Thanksgiving, which makes it a joyous evening. We've got nothing but fun stuff to look forward to for the next few days. This whole weekend is like a Thursday night as we get closer to Thanksgiving, with Thanksgiving being the Friday, even though it's on a Thursday. You follow my logic here, folks? Great to have you with me. Let me know who your favorite teacher is, folks, and why, if you so choose, at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is our question of the night. And my previous guest, Cole Sheldon, the filmmaker, just shared the link to his film Sparkplug. So if Conrad can put that on the stream, we will. Otherwise, go to YouTube and Google Sparkplug False Take Films. And it's about a 12-minute movie. I think you'll enjoy it. Check it out. And right now, this is exciting. It is a bar band Friday night, but it's also sort of a new Wisco weekend Friday night because I have the host of this really fun Wisconsin, Northeastern Wisconsin magazine show that plays every weekend here at WGBW and WISS. And her name is Lisa Hale. Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Hello. Is this working okay? Hello.
I'm just kidding. I was going to do a joke.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me, because I had to set up my computer. It was in my backpack, and I'm like, I got
to
set up. Yeah.
Oh, that was mean. Then I'm sorry. I just thought, I know you do news, and now you're a talk show host too. I figured you could handle it and laugh along with me. So it's great to have you, Lisa. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing, Pete?
Doing very well. So we haven't talked in a while. Your show is like a big hit, and tell us how much fun you're having doing New Wisco Weekend.
I'm telling you, New Wisco Weekend is probably the highlight of my week, every week.
And nice.
I say that as somebody who really, really loves her job. So, you know, every day I go in, and I go in really in a good mood and looking forward to the things I'm going to do. But on Thursdays, when I'm taking all the pieces, parts, and putting it together and getting the New Wisco ready for the weekend, that's when I really just enjoy it. Everything else just stops, and I'm working on the show. So,
well, it must be nice too, because you do such a great job with news for Northeast Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton. But what you do on the weekends, New Wisco Weekend, is such a departure from news. I mean, it is news in a sense, but it's got to be kind of a little more laid back and a little more creative and fun, maybe.
It is. You know, we do have news. We have some interviews. We have long form features. And when I say long form, I'm talking between 2 minutes and 4 minutes long. So it's a more in-depth story than you would get on radio news normally. Normally, our stories run from 30 seconds to a minute and a half at the very longest. And these, you can go a little bit more into depth, but we do feature stories in that we highlight things that maybe people don't normally think about as news. For example, this week, Paul's Pantry is one of our feature stories. We've got holiday scams as one of our feature stories this week. So, and then we have a wonderful interview that Terry Barr did with a lady who found a way to be grateful every day in the most unique way with her Larry of the Pink Collar dog. So, you know, there are just, it's just so much fun putting this together. We've got some wonderful contributors to this show. I say that as I'm talking to you now, Pete, but you know, I look forward to your classic cinema pick of the week every week. And this week you hit it right on the head. I was sitting there before you even sent it to me. I'm going, please do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And you did. And I was like, yes, I got it right.
You know, I think we were all thinking like that because I was like, when I first thought of what film I was going to recommend this weekend, that was the obvious one. But I started overthinking it. And then Conrad said, are you going to do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles this week? So he thought of it too. So the three of us all, it was kind of a no-brainer. I just had to do it. But it's such a fun film. And it's right along. I love that you do a theme every week. And I always try to find a film that kind of plays into that if I can. But that's one of my all-time favorite movies. I don't know about you.
It is. It's mine, too. I mean, you cannot go wrong with John Candy anytime. No. So
it's like a perfect movie. It's like it's got like tension, comedy, great music. It's paced well. The scenery is beautiful. It's just it's a perfect movie. And it's so great that it's a Thanksgiving film. And I love how in the film, the sentiment just kind of sneaks up on you all of a sudden. And then at the end, it's just John Candy's face and you want to bawl because it's such a beautiful moment, you know? So I'm right there with you on John Candy.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, your favorite things you've done with New Wisco Weekend? Your favorite features or themes, however you want to do it, or interviews, what have you really enjoyed?
Oh, it's really hard for me to pick a favorite thing that I've done because for me, it's just a continuation of what I normally do, just a little bit more creative. I think my favorite thing for New Wisco Weekend has been bringing together this team. I mean, between you, we've got Amanda Nimmer, who does a commentary piece. I consider her, and this is going to date me a little bit and show my age, but she's the Irma Bomback of Gen Z. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, she's either our modern take on Andy Rooney or Irma Bombeck. So
that is hilarious. I have not heard the name Irma Bombeck in about 30 years. Life is a bowl of cherries. Why am I in the pits? Oh
exactly.
My gosh. That's
life
great.
On the other side of the grass is always greener on the other side of the septic tank was another right, one of her. Right. So
That's so funny.
Really does show my age because anybody who is younger than, say, 40 will have no idea who we're talking about.
I'm sure Conrad's Googling it right now. So that's there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So, all right. Well, that's a great answer. And then you've got Terry Barr. You've got Conrad doing sports. And
he doesn't just do sports. He does some features for us too, and is doing a bang up job. I'm very proud of the progress of Conrad. And then of course, Terry Barr, she's our lead correspondent and she helps me write the show. And she is phenomenal. I could not do it without her because she and I take a switch off. We kind of go back and forth as to who does the cover story and who opens the feature open, you know?
Right.
So, you know, on the weeks that I do the cover story, she opens the show. And on the weeks that she does the cover story, I have a feature that opens the show. And then she does every single week a musical piece that is just phenomenal. The things that she brings out, these musicians, this week it's a 5-course menu of thankfulness. So she's got some great songs she's bringing to us this week. It's amazing. I've got a great team.
She's got every week we've been doing this Bar Band Friday night. I mean, she's been coming on the show probably for 8 months and I have found so much great new music just because of Terry that I don't really have my, you know, when you get to a certain age, you just kind of rely on your, you know, your go-tos. from your past, and maybe hear something from one of your kids that you like. But she has consistently brought great music every week, and it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My guest is Lisa Hale. Check out her show. It's really all our show, but Lisa's our fearless leader on New Wisco Weekend. You can catch that every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media. And it airs right here on WGBW and WISS. That's the great thing I think about Civic Media is we have this like statewide network. We also have these great community. I just had Melissa Kay on the other night promoting her show, Community Stories, for you know, Central Wisconsin. So it's just a nice thing to get in touch and stay in touch with your community, I think.
And Melissa Kay is also an occasional correspondent for New Wisco Weekend. She will give me features sometimes. So will Joanne Krulatz. So we've got people from throughout Wisconsin that bring us features to make it a little bit more Wisconsin and less New Wisco, but still we focus on these 12 counties.
Do you ever worry that some of these people that don't live in Northeast Wisconsin are trying to infiltrate our region and bring us down to make themselves look better? I'm just putting it out there. I have no proof.
No, I never worry about that. Okay. Honestly, that's
all right,
not
me
one
either.
Of the things that keeps me awake.
So you do news as well. What if, since you've been doing news in Northeast Wisconsin, Lisa, has there been a story like this just sort of caught you off guard where you're like, oh, that's kind of different or that's kind of weird? What, anything like that?
Actually, yeah, we just had it this week.
Oh, lay it on me.
The kayaker from Green Lake, or the kayaker from Watertown who got lost in Green Lake. But
I didn't know about this. What happened?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So so there was this guy in August that took his kayak to Green Lake and never returned to the shore. So they've been looking for him, right? Come to find out, he faked his own disappearance and went to Uzbekistan, I think is where he went.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, went to a European country and
by canoe?
No, well, he sunk his kayak, got on like a little kitty thing that took him to the shore, where he got on a e-bike and took the e-bike to Milwaukee, where he got on a flight. Goodness. And it's bizarre. I mean, totally bizarre. That one. And then earlier this week, I heard about a young man, a 9-year-old boy, who called 911 because he needed math help in Shawano County. So, you know, those are the kinds of stories that make me go, yep, this is why I do this.
Oh, that's great. It could have been an emergency. Maybe he was going to get grounded or something if he didn't pull a C or something. Who knows?
Decimals were always got me. So
exactly. At least we have about a minute left. What are you looking forward to? Are you going to go see Glicked this weekend, Wicked or Gladiator 2, or you have something you're looking forward to watching?
Well, this weekend, I'm going to be busy with the holiday parade in Green Bay tomorrow morning.
I will see you there. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then I think we're at Spectre. We're still doing the James Bond weekends here.
Oh,
at the
you
house.
Are. Okay. We're, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. We're almost to the end of them. So.
Wow. All right. Well, you got your dance cards full there with James Bond.
Oh, let me tell you.
You could do a lot worse. Hey, that's so great. Congrats on the success of the show. Thanks for making me a part of it, and Conrad.
Absolutely.
And yeah, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll catch up soon, I hope, after the holiday.
You too. You too. Have a fantastic and grateful Thanksgiving.
Likewise, my friend. That's Lisa Hale. Check out New Wisco Weekend, Saturday and Sunday, here on WGBW and WISS. A really fun show that will help keep you in touch with your community and make you feel proud to live here. This is Pete Schwabba. When we come back, Conrad, we're going to read texts. Talk about the Badgers men's team, huh?
Yeah. Big win today.
All right. They what?
Said big win today.
I thought they were still playing. Did they already play?
Yeah. It's over.
Oh, I'm a sports fan. All right. We are coming right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a home.
Oh, man. Plant a little garden. John Prine. John Prine was the first person, to my knowledge, that died during COVID, from COVID. That was so horrible. And not that he was putting out like a ton of new music when he got older, but he did have some really cool. The Lonesome Friends of Science is a great song. And he wrote that, I think, when he was much older. So that was a serious loss. Lisa Hale messaged us. Did you see her message?
I did. I was hoping you saw off. That.
I don't even get that. I'm off like a herd of turtles.
Well, they got to.
What does that mean?
Isn't it like turtles give birth on the shore and then the herd of turtles go and
I don't know, but keep going. That sounds great. I don't know. I've heard off like a prom dress, off like a dirty shirt. I've never heard off like a herd of turtles. I'm sure there's something there that means something, and I'm just not educated enough to get that joke, but it sounds funny.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds funny.
It sounds funny. And I don't know. Maybe she just made it up, but I don't know. Lisa's so much fun to talk to. That was great. Check out New Wisco Weekend tomorrow and Sunday here on the network. Actually, not on the network, on WGBW and WISS. So we had Yao Asari was on the show last night. Yeah. He said he was watching Cross. So I went home last night and I watched the first episode and it was good. I don't love it. But I think he said it starts slow, kind of like he thought Slow Horses started slow. No pun intended, but I'm going to stick with it. It's interesting. I like, you know, serial killer stuff. It typically gets my attention. And I think it's Aldis Hodge. Am I saying that right? I think he's the lead actor. He's really good. I've liked him in just about everything I've seen him. So it is nice when you get a recommendation from a guest, someone who's been on the show or texted in a recommendation. Always fun to check out new shows. And I will tell you tonight, I'm going to watch the first episode of Jackal, The Day of the Jackal. Sorry. I have about 4 episodes left of Slow Horses, which I'm really enjoying. But I am going to check out The Day of the Jackal tonight. I think my wife and I are going to watch that first episode. And then I might go back to Cross. We'll see. We've got some text coming in. Jim from Appleton. This is in regard to our interview with Cole. He says, for the little that it's worth, before my dad fell into unresponsive mental collapse, I asked him where he went when he glazed over. He said he went to a place where everything is perfect and nobody is sad. Wow. You hope that people go there, right? I mean, that's kind of what Cole was saying about his grandfather, that he hopes he goes to this place where it's just beautiful and he's just happy. So who knows where people with dementia do go, but, you know, that doesn't sound so bad if there is a place they can escape to. Thank you for sharing that, Jim. That's good to know. Steady Eddie checks in. He says, Pete, favorite teacher, Mrs. Taylor, fourth grade. It was Catholic school, but Mrs. Taylor was cool. Steady Eddie is indicating that Catholic school teachers can't be cool, the way you worded that, Steady Eddie. But I know what you meant. He says, Mrs. Taylor, fourth grade. It was Catholic school, but Mrs. Taylor was cool. It was the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And as I understand it now, the world came closer to nuclear Armageddon on October 27th, 1962. Sometimes I think each day after the world dodged that bullet is like Thanksgiving gravy on top of our mashed potatoes. Very well said, Steadfast Edward. That was awesome. And just a great way to count your blessings and be grateful. Practice some gratitude. This is the time of year. Those are both great texts. Thank you, guys. If you want to get in on tonight's question, it is, who is your favorite teacher? And if you want to share a memory about them, that's good too. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So tell me about, I can't even believe it's college basketball season or pro has started because yeah. I'm still watching football. So when you said college hoops, the Badgers are 6-0, I just didn't even believe you. I can't believe they're already six games into the season. And is that a false sense of?
So this is what I got to say. As you can see on the stream, I'm wearing my Badger sweatshirt.
Yep.
And for about 3 weeks, it stayed in the closet because I was still on football. But now I get a good sense of hope from these Badgers basketball because I didn't know what to expect this season. But we got a good cast. I mean, Stephen Crowell is still on the team. He's a senior now. He's looking like he made some improvements from last year. But yeah, 6-0. We just beat Central Florida by like 20 points, which that team was also they were 4-0, I believe. And
how was that game that already happened today?
Yeah, you know, but college basketball sometimes plays, you know, earlier in the day.
Okay.
You never know what time you got to look if before the week starts, like, all right, what time do the Badgers play this week? Because you never know. So yeah, but we beat Arizona, which they were one of the top ranked teams. We weren't even ranked then. Now we're ranked 19th. So it all comes down to the conference play, and we haven't played a conference team yet. So
yeah, I feel like every year the Badgers get like a kind of a signature win, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of disappoint me. Like they just don't either have the athleticism. No, they get into the tournament but I just don't know if they have the horses. You know what I mean? Like they're very well coached, they're disciplined, but at the end of the day, you just need athletes too.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we got some athletes this year.
You think so?
Against Arizona. I can't remember. Okay, so yes, we have a John. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm sure Mike Clemens could help us with that, but he scored.
Let's not bother Mike with that tonight.
No, I'm just saying he could help next time. But yeah, he scored 41 points against Arizona, and you don't really see a basketball player like, you know, in college score 41, or even a Badger score 41 points.
Yeah, right.
And he's been looking good.
And I were just talking about the Bennetts and how Tony Bennett just retired. Well, not just retired, but was it last year, I think, or the year before? Right after winning, like, I wish he would come back and coach at Wisconsin. Yeah. Not that I want Greg Gard to push him out the door or anything, but, like, the Bennetts should be in Wisconsin coaching basketball. He won a national championship in Virginia after being the first 16th seed to lose. I'm sorry, the first number one seed to lose to a 16th. To come back and win the championship, it takes major chutzpah. All right, it is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to move this conversation to music after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow is the start of gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's beloved nine-day gun deer season opens this Saturday, November 23rd. Our hunters harvested about 174,000 deer in 2023, down about 17% from the year prior. As per usual, hunters should be on the lookout for chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. With more information, here's DNR herd health specialist Aaron Larson.
So CWD sampling is still available statewide. Anywhere that a hunter harvests a deer in the state, they can get it submitted for CWD sampling for free. However, we do have priority areas this fall that we are especially interested in receiving samples from. So these are around newer detections of wild or farm-raised captive positive detections that are in portions of central and northern Wisconsin.
Hunters should also be on the lookout for elk, as elk populations in Wisconsin have increased. Safety is always a priority during hunting season, and last year there were no fatalities. Still, hunters should remember gun safety fundamentals and to wear their blaze orange.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DNR website. Voters across Wisconsin approved a record number of school referendums this year. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Voters chose to increase their own property taxes by a record total of $4.4 billion this year. 169 referendums were approved, benefiting 145 school districts. Denise Gomer-Hutchinson with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts statewide are forced to make tough choices.
Any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has announced she'll be asking for $4 billion in spending for the state's public schools.
70% of referendums were passed in the fall election.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, early clouds give way to partial sunshine in the afternoon and a high in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy and a high in the mid 40s on Sunday. A chance of rain and snow showers as we look into Monday.
Currently it's 37.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey!
time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's that special time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. One of our favorite moments in the entire week here at Nightlight, because we get to welcome our friend and one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio to Nightlight, who brings us new music and sparkling conversation. Terry Barr. Terry, welcome.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Conrad. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday to you.
Happy indeed. Am I wrong, or is this like the Friday before Thanksgiving? It's like you got this weekend, then a short week, and then a great holiday. It's just, you can't beat it, right?
I feel that right now. Yes. In fact, Conrad and I were talking about that too, just kind of get through the next few days and then hopefully time to relax for a couple of days.
Absolutely. And nobody could use a break, I'm sure, more than you. You do so much here. We were just talking about your contributions to a New Wisco Weekend. And everything you do for the network and this and Max Inc. I mean, when do you sleep, my friend?
I'll sleep very well tonight, I think.
I hope so.
Me too, Pete.
Well, it's great to have you here. You have two fantastic artists you've shared with us again. Who should we start with, Terry?
I think after discussing with Conrad, I think let's go with Mackenzie O'Brien first.
Okay.
She's a little bit older in the two women that I sent to you today. She's all of 25 years old.
Oh, getting up there.
I know. Her album that she is out on tour supporting right now is called A Quarter Life Crisis.
Oh, I love that.
I did too. I kind of dig that. And here's what's really fun. She's from Chicago, but when she records, she always goes to Nashville. She has a team that she writes with there. But the band that she tours with, she has been playing with these three or four other gentlemen for like 10 years. So they're solid. They've got a good history already in what they're doing, where they're going. She is playing at a place called Whiskey Jack's that is in downtown Madison tomorrow night. Her show's at 9:30. Yep. And then she's going to have another show at Whiskey Jack's on Saturday, February 8th. So if you like what you hear, put that on your schedule. Otherwise, she plays all around the Chicago area. She even has a show coming up at Hard Rock Cafe, the new one in Rockford. That one is in January.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We talked about that recently with your friends at Cheap Trick opened that up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they are getting some great music to come in, and I was really pleasantly surprised to see her on the list of one of the upcoming artists playing there. The venue's awesome, brand new, really nice. We're going to learn all about her tomorrow night because she is going to walk over to visit us in studio before the show. So I think that's going to be really fun to be able to talk with her. Yeah.
Absolutely. Should we, all right. So tell us about the song. And then I've got questions. So she's from Chicago what are her ties to Wisconsin? Just that she plays here a lot?
She plays here often. Yes.
Okay.
And she has this new music. So Rocker is my co-host on Max Inc. Radio. He found out she was going to be doing a show here again this weekend. And he then reached out to her and said, hey, come on over to the radio station and tell us all about what you're up to. And so she's on this tour in support of a new album. And she's already started writing her next album for next year. So,
oh my gosh.
I know. Speaking of when does someone sleep, apparently she does not.
This is so cool. It says she has credits. Her song placements, she's had songs placed in hit shows from Yellowstone to Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 25? How long has she been at this?
She's been at this since she was a teen.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive.
And sometimes, you know, you're in the right place at the right time. She met some of the right people in Chicago that then hooked her up with people in Nashville. But I love that she still comes back to Chicago. She calls it her home and does tons of shows all around the area.
That's so great. And it's so exciting you guys have her tomorrow night. So,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, so this first song is called Sugar Daddy Issues. Am I getting that right?
She has sugar daddy issues from her quarter life crisis album.
She's an old soul. All right, let's hear Mackenzie O'Brien. This is Sugar Daddy Issues here on Bar Band Friday Night on Nightlight.
Slid into my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on that Venmo, hola, me De Niro. And I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my fuzzy bun and onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holler to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I point somewhere ever you are. Turning that. Issues.
Oh, that's great. I'm blushing.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the normal response to a grown man to be blushing after he hears that song?
Good for you, Pete.
I am not sure a 25-year-old should be singing about such things, Terry.
Well, again, the name of the album is A Quarter Life Crisis. So you said she's got an old soul, and obviously she does, because almost all of her music is sort of in this vein of singing about adult, very adult type material, but, you know, that we can all enjoy and sing along to.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Great lyrics. And it almost like she's obviously sounds country to me, but there's like another element there I can't place. It's like slight bit of hip hop, maybe almost.
Yeah. I don't know if you get to listen to a lot of country music. A lot of the country artists have added in this kind of style to their music. And it's just a trend right now, I think, with country music. And so, you know, somebody does it and has success, so more people copy that. And I don't know if that's kind of her idea with this song. She pulls it off. But she says for her new album, she's going more Southern rock Americana.
Okay. Like
so we'll
what is
what
that Leonard Skinner,
like.
Maybe, or?
Yeah, I don't know. She writes her stuff, though. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Well, you guys are going to have a blast tomorrow night. She sounds like a great guest. And it's exciting getting someone when they're still kind of up and coming, right?
Oh, Absolutely. And knowing that, you know, she's got a show happening at 9:30 tomorrow night, but she's still going to take time to walk over after they do their warm-up and tell us all about what she's up to. I'm looking forward to just finding out more about her as a person.
It sounds like a great interview. That's tomorrow night on Max Inc. Yep. Radio. Check it out with Terry and Rocker. Okay, so should we turn to Paige? Am I saying her last name? Is it Kleber?
Yeah, Paige okay. Kleber. Kleber in German means glue. So you gotta love this. She already has her fan club called the Glue Sticks.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. What do you think? Should we play the song and then talk about
yeah.
it? Because I don't know that I want to give too much away until after
okay.
you hear the song.
I love that. Let's hear the song and then we'll discuss it afterwards. This is Playing Hard to Get, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is by way of Terry Barr, Paige Kleber, and Playing Hard to Get. Then we will come back and break it down, ladies and gentlemen, on Bar Band Friday Night. That is a really nice, cute song. And I say that, I use those adjectives, Terry. Tell us more. I think people are going to be surprised. Tell us more about Paige.
Well, we are describing her and bragging about her, saying we have found our own Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
Paige Kleber, the young lady you just heard with that wonderful song, is 11 years old.
How crazy is that? Hey, Terry, let's pick it up. We got to do a very quick thing. Let's pick it up right there. When
you
we come back.
You got it.
Okay?
You got it.
All right.
It.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Bar Band Friday night. We are coming right back.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh. Senekin, what's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
So, all right, Steady Eddie. He's no longer Steadfast Edward. He is providing clarification on Lisa's off like a herd of turtles. Maybe Terry Barr has heard of this. He says, Pete, possible explanation to off like a herd of turtles. Sometimes when a bunch of baby turtles hatched at the same time on the beach, they all make a mad dash for the relative safety of the ocean, avoiding angry birds and other predators. They are off like a herd of turtles. Steady, I watch nature on PBS, Eddie. Okay. Well, I'm glad we have clarification. Conrad, you kind of hinted that that's what you thought it might mean, too.
He said it better, though.
Yeah, he did. That was very well done. So, Terry, maybe we just taught you something for a change. That would make me feel good that we've given back. But you bring us great music every week. Tell us about, all right, Paige Kleber, 11 years old. How do you even write a song at that age, much less get it produced and get it out there?
She started a few years ago by going to open mics and doing, you know, some cover songs. She'd get up with a lot of the places around the Madison area have bands that actually play some of these open mics. So she was already getting up and singing with a real band, but it wasn't her own music. So her mom gets the idea, oh, let's send her to Girls Rock Camp. And for the girls, it's a week-long camp where they basically form a band, write a song, and at the end of the week get up and perform it for a great big audience. She loved it so much, she started writing and recording her own songs. And now what do you do as a parent? Now you got to support this even more because you're the one who put her in this camp to learn how to do this. Yep. So she now has an entire album that she just released. She is going to be live in the lair on our Max Inc. radio music show tomorrow night from 9 to 10. We had to make sure that she could be up late.
Right.
But she can fill an hour. She has enough music and enough stories to tell us for an entire hour.
That is really cool. It's funny, when you sent this earlier, I looked at her website, or I just Googled and I went to the website. I just kind of glanced and I clicked on about. That's usually the first place I go. And one of her quotes is, it's fun to play music alone in your room, but even more fun when you bring those songs in front of people who get it too.
Yes.
And I'm like, fun to play in your room. What the heck? And then I went back and looked at the picture. I'm like, how old is this kid? like a fifth or sixth grader. That's insane.
Well, and if you dive further into her website and look at the events, she's booked. She's playing open mics where she's actually getting to sing her own original music. She's got two concerts coming up in January. She's got some other things that she's playing in December. And she's doing, now this can't be easy, but she's doing the national anthem in Verona for both the boys' basketball game and the girls' basketball game. Now that would frighten me to death because that's a hard audience.
Yeah, and it's not, and she's kind of doing more poppy tunes. Like, that's not an easy song, or maybe it is. I don't know. But
I don't
that
think
seems
it
like
would
kind
be,
of a departure. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her, though, not to be afraid of it.
That's really cool. And then it looks like she's going to be at the Madison Area Music, or maybe that's already in the past. I'm looking ahead to next year, but she seems like, these are the ones that are knocked off her calendar that I guess she's already done. That's really cool stuff, though.
Yeah, she just starred, now this is also done, but at Verona Middle School, which just blows me away to even say that she's in middle school. She was the star of the SpongeBob SquarePants play that they just did, the musical.
That's so great. Well, Verona, isn't that where Butch Vig is from, too? Maybe she'll get discovered there, or maybe it's Viroqua.
Oh, you're close. It's a V, but it's Viroqua.
Viroqua, okay. Well,
yeah,
he could be on a
good
road trip.
That was a good try right off the top of your head. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get her famous, just trying to help her out by way of you. So there you go.
Well, and when you think about how Taylor Swift started out, very similar path, but then her parents moved her to Nashville. So I don't know what will happen with Paige, but I'm hoping her mom will be there so we can, you know, kind of dig into a little bit of the, okay, now what's the parent impact here?
Right. Well, either way, everybody can listen tomorrow night on Live in the Lair, and it's the album has 5 songs on it. I'm guessing you can get through a substantial, maybe all of them tomorrow night, and that would be a fantastic listen tomorrow night. So check out Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Terry, thank you so much for all you do for this show and for Bar Band Friday Night. Always fun, my friend.
Thank you. Grateful for you, Conrad, and all of your listeners. Thanks for being here, and I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday next week.
Back at you, my friend. All right. Thanks so much, Terry Barr. We are thankful for you as well. And Conrad, I think I'm more thankful for Terry than you. I'm not trying to start a competition here, but you know, you kind of just sit there. Oh, I guess I am the host. Okay. I have to talk more. great stuff though. That was, I couldn't believe it. I went to the website. I'm like, how old is this? Like, she kind of sounds young, but you're like, oh, nobody that young could write a song like that, but that's great. Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Thomas will be here. We will break down Glicked Weekend, which starts today, Wicked and Gladiator 2. Go see both movies if you can. Let us know your thoughts on Monday. We'd love to hear it. Rob will be here to help break it down. And Jeff Pfeiffer, the producer of a show on PBS called Wisconsin Lighthouses, will be here to talk about that special that is coming up on PBS. So I thought it sounded really cool. I actually saw that it was even a thing from Todd Michaels, posted it on Facebook, and I thought, oh, that'd be fun to talk about on the air because lighthouses are pretty cool. And it'll be nice, Conrad, to talk about lighthouses when they're not haunted. Like, that's usually when lighthouses come up on this show, is some kind of haunting. But anyway, great to have you with me, everybody, tonight. This was fun. I hope you have a great weekend before Thanksgiving. I'd like to thank Cole Sheldon, Lisa Hale, Terry Barr, and thank you for all your texts. And thank you, teachers, and those who dedicate their lives to inspiring and helping kids. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. We'll see you Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
I'll sing it to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Jeff Mandel of Law Forward on potential discipline against disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and